This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For-profit colleges are beginning to disclose how gainful employment requirements are affecting students and their business. The two-year-old federal rule is aimed at career training programs where graduates don't earn enough to pay off student loans. One of the largest for-profit colleges, the University of Phoenix, says programs that account for about 1 in 6 of its students failed the new standards. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
A career education program is considered failing if its graduates have to spend more than a certain amount of their income paying back their loans, fail 2 out of 3 consecutive years, and lose eligibility for federal financial aid. In a filing last week, the Apollo Group, which owns the University of Phoenix, didn't say which of its programs failed, but analyst Jeff Silber with BMO Capital Markets says they're likely 2-year programs.
Where you might have got a generic associate in business and you're not necessarily getting a good job with just an associate's degree, you need a bachelor's degree.
Apollo says by next month, it won't enroll new students in any of the failing programs. Ben Miller with the Center for American Progress says that's much easier than trying to fix them.
Basically, you can either lower the debt levels that your students have, or you can make the program better so they get better, higher paying jobs.
Current students will be allowed to finish, with possible financial help from the university, a cost the company says could be substantial. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.